The conclusion of this seminal perek in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Zayin, which as we noted is the Gedola Tshuva, is the Malas HaTshuva, before that the Tshuva Min Hadeos. Every line here, B'choleis B'yu B'gadecha Levanim, right, it's one of these prakim, which is itself a national treasure, within the national treasure of the Yad HaChazaka. So the conclusion is a very subtle one. The Rambam writes the following: "Bali tshuva darkan liyoshefelim ve'anavim biyoser." Right, Rav Chaim Zatzal used to speak about how the goal of tshuva is certainly to create a personality that's characterized by significant anivos, right, consistent with his view in Hilchos Dayos. But at the same time, it requires a great degree of assertiveness. And even self-confidence to believe that behaviors that have been habituated over years and decades can be changed. But nonetheless, this is the goal, right? Dark on the os, shvelim v'anovim biyoser, simcharfu osan aksilim. So if fools, more on this in a second, v'maseim harishonim v'amrlam emesh, third time in the parak that we have that formulation, ha'isa osa kach v'kach, v'emesh ha'isa omer kach v'kach, Al yargishu lahan al shamin usmeicham yodim shezos chuslam shekolzman shein boshim imaseim shavru v'nichlam mehem zchusam meruba malasam biskadalas. Right, that these individuals are fools instead of recognizing that that was emesh, but today is hayom, as the Rambam noted in the two previous halachos, gedola tshuva and malas tshuva, as we discussed with the differences between them. This person is stuck in the past. V'cheid gamur hu. Strong language. Lomar leval tshuva zechar ma'asach harishonim alaskir on the fun of kedei levaisho alahaskir dvarim vinyanim hadomin lahem kedei lahaskiro me'asa hakol asr it's nisa daraisa chait gamor mozar lav bichlal unaz dvarim sheyizhira tarah ala shenemar velo sonu isa shlamiso based on the Gemara and Bavot Metzia Dafnun Chas where the Gemara talks about how unaz dvarim supersedes unaz mamon in its severities and emar bovi aresa melokecha Zalonam arbo, zebegufo, zebemamono, and most importantly, zenitan leheshavon, vezalonitan leheshavon. It's almost impossible to make restitution when one has violated such a terrible iser chamor. So what is the Rambam localizing this halacha? Right. Sometimes the vart for the Rambam is that the location is everything. So I think we have here something which is exquisite. Right? When the Rambam spoke about Gedola Tshuva and Malas HaTshuva, right, the point of emphasis was that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was willing to turn the page. B'makom she Balei Tshuva Omdim Afilu Tzedukim Gemurim Einem Yicholim Lamod. Where the Rambam notes that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is completely prepared that somebody who is Meshukat, Smetuav, Meruchak, Toeva can be Ahuv, Yadid, Nechmad, Vekarov. And not only that, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu was looking towards that. And that's Hashem's aspiration. And sadly, so sadly, you know, that is what is divine. But so often human beings are vindictive and vengeful and don't recognize the significance and the centrality of this idea. And they're stuck in the emesh and they're not prepared to accept Hayom. And that is a sad reality. What the Rambam is doing here is contrasting. And I think by contrasting, highlighting the Gedola Tshuva aspect that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is prepared, Shuvu Adainu Hashem, right? Vishavtem Ad Hashem Elokacha Vishamata Bekolo, how remarkable Tshuva is. It defies human behavior where people are vindictive and vengeful and looking to score points by constantly rubbing people's pasts in their faces. And so, of course, nothing could be less humane. And as the Rambam is suggesting here, by placing this halacha, right, the Rambam deals with Onaz Devarim in other places, right, in the context of Onam more generally, right, based on the relationship between these two matters. The Rambam integration of Onaz Devarim into Hilchos Tshuva is seminal, because what he's suggesting is that we should appreciate Tshuva all the more because we don't often experience it at the human level, where we very often experience the opposite at the human level, where people are unforgiving and they're unwilling to give people that blank slate, that tabula rasa. And here, you know, again, not that the Baal Tshuva should take it to heart. On the contrary, he should realize how significant what he's done really is. But at the same time, you know, we can appreciate that much more Kadosh Baruch Hu's willingness, right? Yimincha pshuta lekabel poshim bechataim, as we say this time of year, we appreciate it all the more in light of the fact that it is not typical as far as human conduct is concerned. Ad kan perek zayin of Hilchos Tshuva.